One of California's more unusual ballot measures this year would regulate the pornography industry. California's Prop 60 would require performers in adult entertainment films to use condoms. On the surface, this might seem to be a straightforward law about health, but the proposition is at the center of a heated battle over freedom of speech and worker safety. KLW's Lisa Cantrell has the story.
And I think it's suite 238, so.
Tucked away on the edge of Chinatown in Oakland is a small lab.
I love drawing blood.
Tish Houston is a phlebotomist here.
I'm a vampire. I'm a vampire, yeah.
She's taking blood samples from Andre Shakti today.
Yeah, she's gonna tell me which arm would she like me to take her blood out of.
The lab is small, white, sterile. You can hear the hum of the centrifuge machine spinning blood samples in the room next to us. And the blood Shakti is having drawn today, it's to test for STIs, sexually transmitted illnesses.
HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, trichomoniasis, hep C. I think that's it. I might be missing one. A lot.
Her job requires this test. Shakti is an adult entertainment performer, aka porn actress. She can't work on most porn sets in the Bay or LA without showing producers a clean slate of STI tests before each shoot. The porn industry developed this self-regulating testing regimen starting in 2004, the year several actors got HIV on set. That forced studios to shut down for a few weeks. Shakti gets tested regularly, but she also uses other forms of protection.
I'm a condoms only performer with men because obviously STD testing does not prevent pregnancy.
Although Shakti has made that decision for herself, she's not so keen on Prop 60, the initiative that would make condom use mandatory in all adult films.
It's incredibly offensive because it insinuates that porn performers cannot make their own decisions about their sexual health and safety as any other person in the world could do. And when in fact we are more well-versed in sexual health and safety than almost any other person on the planet because it literally is our job.
It turns out many performers and producers in adult entertainment oppose Prop 60. They argue it violates their freedom of speech and choice. The initiative was written and entirely funded by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Its president and Prop 60's major supporter, Michael Weinstein, didn't respond to multiple emails and calls. So I went to LA to speak to Rick Taylor, the campaign manager for Yes on 60.
This is about protecting young men and young women from catching venereal diseases, from catching HIV or whatever else might be out there. And that's as simple as it really is.
Taylor says if the industry's self-regulating STI testing were sufficient, then why would performers still be contracting diseases? Performers like Derek Burtz.
They told me that the testing was in place to protect me. I'd be tested every single month and I would only be working with others who were tested.
Burt says he was only working in the industry for 5 months when he contracted HIV and other STIs.
Obviously, I was devastated. LA County public health officials, they were able to confirm that I worked with two known HIV-positive performers. The industry to this day will tell you that, I contracted it offset.
Burt also points out that the industry's testing doesn't cover certain common STIs, including herpes and HPV.
My cousin's wife, her name was Hayden Winter. She worked in the industry for a small period of time. She got HPV. That can lead to cervical cancer.
Rick Taylor from the Yes on 60 campaign says making a law requiring condom use would keep these kinds of cases from recurring and would protect performers from unscrupulous porn producers.
These people don't care about these young men and women. They care about their bottom line, their pocketbook.
The AIDS Healthcare Foundation has advocated for mandatory condom use in porn for years. In 2012, the group successfully passed such a law in LA, where much of the porn industry is based. They've been pushing for statewide regulation for some time. Prop 60 is the latest in such attempts, but it would do more than just make condoms mandatory. It would allow individuals to sue film producers and studios that do not comply.
If my attorney general, for whatever his or her political reasons are, isn't going to step up for the voters, then somebody should have that right to step into that place.
We want safe sets. We want safe performers. We want safe workplaces.
Mike Stabile is a spokesperson for the Free Speech Coalition, a trade association for adult entertainers. They just disagree with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation on how to do it. Stabile says for some performers on long film shoots, condoms can be painful.
They require more friction. They can cause chafing, something that performers call condom rash, that can actually sort of leave them more vulnerable if there is an exposure.
Stabile says that after the 2004 HIV scare, the industry did try condoms for a time. But many in the industry say that people watching porn don't want to see condoms. Stabile says making testing the law would make more sense. It would satisfy both consumers and performers.
You really have to involve the people who are being affected. You can't come from the top-down system and just say, well, I have an idea how this will work, and just apply it. That's not, it's a recipe for failure.
Stabile and many of the performers I talked to say many studios now require STI testing every 14 days. If Prop 60 passes, Stabile says it's not likely the industry will just willingly comply. And performers I talked to are concerned about lawsuits that could violate their privacy. Ultimately, Stabile says, mandatory condom use might push porn underground, making the industry less safe.
Anytime that you move any type of work underground, what you find is that performers or workers are then open to different forms of exploitation.
Even if Prop 60 passes, it will not likely be the end of this discussion on safety and free speech. The industry, producers, or performers can take this to court. If they show that the law is in violation of freedom of speech, the courts could then rule that the law not be enforced. But either way, Shakti, the performer we met at the beginning of the story, says the industry has always found ways to create their work, and they will keep doing just that.
Whether it's creating content that abides by the standards, or whether it's kind of going prohibition style, we will work together and band together and figure out a way to keep the industry going.
In Oakland, I'm Lisa Cantrell for Cross Currents.